As in previous times of war, recruitment levels in the armed forces are high. The Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines all exceeded their goals in the 2000 fiscal year, although for the first time in a decade, the National Guard fell short. As part of our ongoing series of commentaries on the war in Iraq, Sarah Geo says she would not mind if one recruit was just a little harder to get.
My youngest brother Joe recently made a big announcement. He's joining the military. Joe's about to turn 18. Unlike his brother and sisters, he won't be going to college. Instead, he wants to become a soldier. That's a thought that makes my heart break. The military, on the other hand, couldn't be happier. They're recruiting Joe as if he were a superstar. "I want to be a sniper," Joe tells me. He also has hopes to one day drive tanks. When my mom comes home from grocery shopping, she often sees U.S. Marine Corps on the caller ID. Recruiters frequently check on Joe's progress in school and inquire about his plans to sign up. It sends my mom into tears. I try not to be upset with the recruiters. After all, there's a desperate need for new soldiers, and Joe is their ideal candidate. He's the spitting image of those military commercials. 6'2", muscular build, the extreme sports kind of guy who'd rappel down a treacherous cliff on a dare. But I'm his big sister, and that means I'm entitled to throw up a red flag. With no higher education or life experience to speak of, Joe's military future looks pretty grim. He'll endure weeks of grueling boot camp, be issued a gun, and probably be sent off to Iraq. Life in the Marines Infantry Division promises nothing but hard labor and a sobering death rate. This isn't a fate I'd wish on my worst enemy, much less my little brother, the little guy who loved cowboys so much he'd sleep in his vest, chaps, and plastic holster, the boy who hung posters of kittens on his bedroom walls, the brother I can't imagine life without. If Joe chooses to sign that military contract, my family has decided to support him, and that goes for me too. But that doesn't mean I won't be crying as Joe puts on his uniform, and hoping this war won't change our Joe. One thing's for sure, it will change me. I'll be glued to the television, radio, and internet, listening for reports from the battlefield, and praying that none of them will ever mention my little brother.
That commentary comes from Sarah Geo. She's an editor with Seattle Pacific University's magazine, Response.